Hello, it's time to learn anchoring. So first, set aside anything that's in your hands. Next, sit as comfortably as you can in your chair with your back straight. Uncross your legs. Place your feet flat on the floor. Let your shoulders come down from your ears to release all that tension we get sitting at our desks. Now let your hands go where they want to go, preferably in your lap. Now take a deep breath. And take another. Now you can breathe easily and naturally. Let the air go in and out of your body just as it wants to. Great. Now, notice the sensation of the bottoms of your feet touching the bottoms of the insides of your shoes. Can you notice that? Got it? Okay. Now, when I tell you to, close your eyes for a few seconds and notice the sensation of the bottoms of your feet touching the insides of your shoes. Okay? Ready? Begin. Close your eyes. Breathe naturally. And notice that sensation of the bottoms of your feet touching the insides of your shoes. Great. You can open your eyes now. Now that was something we call anchoring with your feet on the floor. It's one of the anchoring postures. Now we're going to try anchoring again with another posture. This time, instead of focusing your awareness on the point of contact between your feet and your shoes, you're going to focus your awareness on the point of contact between your back and the chair you're sitting in. Okay, notice that right now. Good. Okay, now just as you did before, get comfortable with your hands free. Sit with your back straight and cross your legs. Place your feet flat on the floor. Bring your shoulders down from your ears and let your hands go where they want to go. Breathe easily and naturally. Now, close your eyes and notice the sensation of your back touching the chair. I'll tell you when to stop. Okay, you can stop now. Open your eyes. So now you know how to anchor with your feet on the floor and your back against the chair. Now we're going to do a third kind of anchoring, which is focusing on your breathing. Okay, so just like before, make sure your hands are free, sit straight, uncross your legs, put your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes, bring your shoulders down from your ears, let your hands go where they want to go, and breathe easily and naturally. And while we do this, don't change your breathing pattern or rhythm, just notice the air going in and out of your body. As they say, let the air breathe you. Okay, are you ready? Go. And I'll tell you when to stop. Focus your attention on your breathing. Okay, good. You can stop and open your eyes now. So far you've learned three basic anchoring postures, focusing on your feet on the floor, your back against the chair, and your breathing. After practicing anchoring for a while, you'll probably gravitate to one position that works best for you, or you might choose two or all three of them, depending on how you feel. Great. Okay, so now we're going to anchor again, this time for about 30 seconds. You are going to choose the anchor place for this exercise, either focusing on the point of contact of your feet on the floor, your back against the chair, or focusing on your breathing. Now, while you're anchoring this time, if you notice your mind wandering to thoughts or your to-do list, something like that, don't worry about it. When you notice, simply refocus your awareness on your anchor place, either your feet, your back, or your breath. Okay? All right. So I'll tell you when to start and stop. Now, just as you've done before, make sure your hands are free, sit straight, and cross your legs. Place your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes, bring your shoulders down from your ears, let your hands go where they want to go, and breathe easily and naturally. And now focus your awareness on your anchor place, and I'll tell you when to stop. Now, if your mind is very busy with thoughts and it's hard to focus on your breath, try counting your breaths from 1 to 10. And do it more than once if you want to. Otherwise, just keep on anchoring as you've been doing. Okay, you can stop now and open your eyes. Now, while you were anchoring that time, what did you notice? Did you hear any sounds? Did your mind wander? Did you think about your to-do list? Did you tell yourself, "This is silly"? Did you feel sleepy? Did you feel relaxed? Any or all of those things is natural. Now, whenever you anchor, you can expect your mind to wander. And when it does, just notice it. Think to yourself, "Oh, my mind is wandering." And bring yourself back to your anchor place. Good. Okay, so now we're going to do the last step of this tutorial. You are going to anchor for 90 seconds, focusing on the anchor place of your choice, either your feet on the floor, your back against the chair, or on your breathing. Now, while you're anchoring, if you notice your mind wandering, don't worry. Don't judge yourself for being a bad anchorer. Simply refocus your awareness on your anchor place and continue. And don't expect to clear your mind of all thought. Okay? Like it's some kind of empty box. Doesn't happen. Expect your mind to wander. But when it does, bring your awareness back to your anchor place. And remember that you might be repeating this cycle many times during one session of anchoring, because the mind is always busy. Okay, are you ready? Let's go for 90 seconds. Sit straight, uncross your legs, place your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes, let your shoulders come down from your ears, and relax your hands. Breathe easily and naturally, and focus your awareness on your anchor place. And I will tell you when to stop. If you get frustrated or bored, and you decide to stop anchoring before time is up, open your eyes, take a deep breath or two, and then close them again, and start all over. Okay. Very good. You can stop now and open your eyes. Okay, that's it for this tutorial. You've learned how to anchor. But now, you have an assignment. For the next 7 days, practice anchoring at least once a day for about 2 minutes each time. Now, how long you anchor is less important than you do something. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. You can also experiment with different times, like early in the morning or lunchtime on breaks between classes, or before bed, which is what a lot of people do because there's less distractions. And you can experiment with different places too. Remember, while you're anchoring, if your mind wanders, don't worry about it. The mind always wanders. Just notice and refocus your attention on your anchor place. After you've mastered anchoring for 2 minutes each time, increase your anchoring time to 5 minutes. And when you're comfortable with 5 minutes, increase to 10 minutes. Ultimately, you want to be able to anchor for 20 minutes every day. And if you do, trust me, you won't be sorry.